Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
The challenge we get is that man created the idea of God. In other words, the thought that God didn't create man, but man created God. Maybe you've been challenged with this question, and whenever I hear this, it just takes me back to Genesis chapter 3, because in the garden, the serpent said to the woman in verse 4, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And so what we end up seeing there is that these people want to try to say that man created God. The fact is that that is impossible, because there had to be someone or something that created everything. And whatever that someone or something is, that's God. So you have to have that uncaused cause. We dealt with this in an earlier answer. But when we look at the immaterial world, there is no way around the fact that there is the requirement for an immaterial being to create, and that is God. We have universal, absolute, immaterial elements in the universe. It requires a universal, immaterial, absolute being, and we call him God. God created man, not the other way around.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.